Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, a couple things here real quick before we're joined in studio by James Younger. I'm talking to Alex in the break, and he is really focused on the Fauci files that are about to be coming up, and he's going to be filing a report on the Fauci files by the end of the day and tomorrow regarding what he knows is about to be released. So stay tuned for Alex Jones' coverage of that with Infowars.com covering the news stories and Band.video sharing the videos. So that's going to be big. And, of course, it's everything we've already told you. It's just going to be with the receipts, the total proof now, and it'll become, once again, the same question of, is anybody going to be punished for these massive crimes against humanity? Now, quickly, so Hope Hicks, who was probably hired because of her looks, let's just call it what it is. I'll be the controversial one to say it. You know what? It's fine. People get hired for their looks all the time. Doesn't mean they're incompetent or can't do their job. And good-looking people get hired. It's just a fact. But when you see some of these texts being revealed now, you realize why Donald Trump's presidency was set for failure. Because he had a bunch of losers surrounding him. And I'm going to try to explain this psychology here. This is a text, Hope Hicks post-January 6th text revealed. Quote, "All of us who didn't have jobs lined up will be perpetually unemployed. I'm so mad and upset. We all look like domestic terrorists now. This made us unemployable, untouchable. God, I'm so effing mad." So imagine, here's Hope Hicks, who takes a job working for the greatest president in modern American history, and she is upset because the lies told about Donald Trump and the lies told about Trump supporters are going to negatively impact her. Oh, poor Hope. Aw, I feel so sorry for you, Hope. I mean, I'm sure you were arrested for false claims, right, too? Yeah, no, you weren't. Oh, and she's upset because now she looks like a domestic terrorist. Oh, people are lying about you, Hope? Wow. People are lying about Hope, and that upsets her. And she's mad because she didn't have a job lined up, so she decided to throw Trump under the bus, hoping that she could have a job. I guess Hope doesn't have enough merit to get a job. Oh, you're going to be perpetually unemployed, and so I'll do anything. I'll throw Trump under the bus. I'll cooperate with the January 6th committee, just anything to save myself. We're unemployable. No, if you're unemployable, you were unemployable before then. But so she's mad. Not at the media that lies, not at the Democrats that lie, not at the people that are actually trying to destroy her, but instead the people that are on the same boat that her enemies are trying to sink. And she's mad. Imagine you're on the Titanic sinking and this woman is like, "What's going to happen to me? But what about me? I don't even know how to swim. I can't swim. I don't have a life jacket." Pathetic. Pathetic. So it shows you two things. And I'm just, I'm not picking on Hope Hicks here. This is probably an example of many others, is my guess. That's why I'm using this as the example. We just have all these texts from her. So it shows two things. It shows that the people Trump brought in really never had any idea what they were involved in. Totally clueless. Again, this is a situation where they just wanted the prestige. They wanted the access. They wanted that for themselves. Hope Hicks didn't get in this because she cares about the country. Clearly, she got in this because she cares about herself. And my guess is this is just one example of dozens, if not most, of Trump's appointees and cabinet members. They didn't understand the fight. They didn't want the fight. And as soon as things got a little rough and tumble, they throw their hands in the air and say, "I'm the victim. What about me?" Oh, poor Hope Hicks. It must be so hard to be Hope Hicks, guys. I can't even imagine it. She's worried that she's going to be perpetually unemployed and is unemployable. But she's not mad at the people that caused all that. No, she's mad at Donald Trump and the Trump supporters because she thinks throwing them under the bus maybe will get her another job.
There is a war on for your mind. Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally nonviolently, politically punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top, but right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer filling in for Alex, and this story from Texas should concern especially parents out there with how much say you have over your child's future. Texas Supreme Court rules against father seeking to prevent chemical castration of his son via gender-bending hormones. The Supreme Court of Texas denied my mandamus, effectively terminating my parental rights. My children are now subject to being chemically castrated in California. Texas is an empire of child abuse led by Texas judges. The Texas Supreme Court ruled against a father who petitioned to prevent his ex-wife from taking his seven-year-old son to California for hormone treatments that amount to chemical castration. That father is Jeff Younger, and he joins me now. And so, Jeff, just I know this has been a years-long struggle for you and your family. And so for a lot of new audience members, they've probably heard about, okay, the trans kids, you can take them to California and the doctors will chop them up there, but they won't do it in Texas. But this has been a long backstory for you. Yes. It's been a year's struggle to get to this point. Lay out the backstory so that people get a better idea of what led to this decision and what it means.
So it's been eight solid years of litigation. When my son turned two, my ex-wife tried to transition him to a girl while I was still married to her and we were still living together. And when I told her that she couldn't do that, she filed for divorce, forced me out of the house. She's a pediatrician. She used to practice in Coppell, Texas, and she used a lot of her knowledge, medical knowledge, to get me out of the house and away from my kids. And at 3 years old, I took the first iPhone video I had ever taken. And it was my son telling me that he thought he was a girl, and I asked him why, and he said, well, mommy says I'm a girl. And then I realized that she was cross-dressing him. She was telling him he had a girl's brain and a boy's body. She had begun to present him to the world as a girl and so forth.
And to your understanding, these were not original thoughts of your son's, but coming from your wife at the time, your ex-wife.
Yeah, I mean, you know, an 18-month-old child, 2-year-old child just doesn't have any notion of these things. They don't think that they have a girl's brain. That's the type of thing a pediatrician would think. So what happened was she began to really push this much harder till eventually she enrolled him in school as a girl in Coppell Public Schools. He went to Pinkerton Elementary in Coppell, Texas. People get real mad at me because I name names. You know, I learned that from Alex. Name names, tell people what's really going on in these places. So he went to Pinkerton Elementary. I would take him to school in boys' clothes, and the teacher would give him a dress to wear and change him into a dress, and they'd make him use the girls' restroom. And there was a period of time there up to about 6 years old where he was always a little unsure, like because the teacher, the principal, the lunch lady, the librarian, the the police officer at school, they were all telling him he was a girl.
And why was that?
Because they decided to just go with the mom, whatever the mom wanted.
So this was the mother basically getting in touch, making communications with the school, saying, I need everybody to have my back here.
Yes. In fact, that dress was given to the teacher by Ann Georgilis, my son's mother, so that he could be changed in and surreptitiously without my knowledge. And I found this out about a year later. I filed grievances with the school. The school found that that didn't violate any of my parental rights. Amazing, you know, when you go through the school grievance process. And so eventually this culminated into a big trial when my sons were 8 in 2019. And we brought in the world's experts from both sides of the issue.
And just so people know, again, though, you had twins.
Twins.
So twins. And your wife decided one of the twin boys, she wanted to be a girl for whatever the reason was. Right. Maybe she wished she had a daughter, but that's how it went.
That's right. And just to be clear, also, like, she actually enrolled him into a gender clinic to be transitioned. Okay, I had to stop that with the psychiatrist. I talked to a panel of six psychiatrists and got that all stopped. She took him to a married lesbian psychologist, and she recommended that he go to another gender clinic for, quote, the medical side of treatment. It's in his pediatric records.
And this is all from the ages of 2 to 6.
2 to 6. It's in his pediatric records that at 5 years old, the pediatrician and my ex-wife were talking about chemically castrating him at age 9. So this culminates in a trial. The top experts in the world on this issue come to this little courtroom in Dallas County. I deposed their experts, and the depositions were absolutely devastating, and they didn't even put their experts on. They didn't want to get their experts in front of the jury. One of the persons that I deposed was Johanna Olson Kennedy. She runs one of the largest gender clinic for children in America in L.A. County, where my children now live.
I bet she makes good money doing that.
She makes millions and millions of dollars.
Must be nice.
And a lot of it's subsidized by California, by the way. It's taxpayer money.
Must be really nice.
Yep. And I asked her bluntly, how do you medically justify cutting off healthy body parts from children? And she said, well, if they're causing psychological distress, they're not healthy. And I said, thank you. I'm going to put that in front of the jury. And they didn't put her on. So I won that trial. I got 50-50 custody and no child support. The one proviso was I had to go to a counselor, and I had to cover 9 things with a counselor. Things like unconditional loving your children, recognizing the signs of bullying, the typical things that they would order in a divorce.
As if you weren't the one already doing that.
I know. So in a transparently corrupt proceeding, the most powerful family law firm in Texas, Coons Fuller, in an absolutely transparently corrupt proceeding, recused the judge that made that ruling against them, gave me a judge in the 301st District Court. Her name is Mary Brown. I call her Bloody Mary Brown. Bloody Mary Brown refused to implement the court order, giving me 50-50 custody and no child support, and through a series of temporary orders, was able to strip me of all of my parental rights to the point where I had supervised possession, less possession time than convicted pedophiles. And they would not let me take my son out of a dress at these supervised possessions, forcing me to abuse my son in order to see him. So I refused to obey those conditions and instead wrote my son letters and have been attempting legal action to change that. And what happened was the judge had carefully set up orders that allowed my ex-wife to move to California. And the previous orders that stripped me of my parental rights were carefully constructed based on California law. So all of those orders prohibit me from talking to my son, meeting with my son. I don't know the address of my son, so I can't write him letters now. If you don't have contact with your child for a year in California, you lose your parental rights. They can terminate them without your consent. So this judge created the conditions where I can't have any of those contacts required by California law, and then allowed my ex to move to California.
Well, it sounds to me that this is basically them saying, you had a day in court. You had your day in court, right, and there was a trial, and let's say it went fairly enough. Well, they didn't like the results, so they just flipped the table over and said, nope, we're going to do it again, and we're going to make sure we win this time. We're going to make sure the ref is in our back pocket.
That's exactly right. And that's one of the huge problems that people don't know about family court. In every other court, whether it's criminal or civil, once you get a final judgment, you're done. Like, you can appeal, but you can't go back and get a second bite at the apple at that trial. But in family courts, the trial court lawyers have figured out mechanisms using temporary orders to keep that alive. I've been under constant litigation for 9 years. I've never lived under a final order, despite having 3 trials and 3 final orders. I've never lived under them. I've lived under temporary orders. And just so you know, I had to Uber here, and there's a credit card receipt for that. That Uber receipt will be scrutinized by opposing counsel because I have to turn over every single expenditure over to them because I'm under these temporary orders, right? So I don't have any financial privacy, nothing. Every aspect of my life is scrutinized because of this stuff.
And so now they're just trying to run the clock out on you is what it sounds like.
That's what they're trying to do. So the concept here was they wanted to get her to California right before Senate Bill 107 took effect on the 1st of January. And that's what's in this mandamus, the subject of this ruling by the Supreme Court.
So let's get to that on the other side of this break, folks. You've just got some of the background information that's led to this. I can't even imagine an 8-year-long battle. This is the last thing you expected becoming a father, that this is how you're going to spend almost your first 10 years with one of your twin boys. And we'll continue to discuss this with Jeff Younger on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that? I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to IRS.gov.
Breaks, and it's just, it's crazy because I don't want to get off the topic because I want to get to where we're at today with the Supreme Court ruling, but it's like, my goodness, the aspect of you having to fight the entire establishment, the aspect of this has now gone beyond the scope of just your family. Now it's just a whole, there's a whole activist wing that you're having to go against. They don't have your kids' interest in mind. They have their own interest in mind. And so there's all kinds of questions that I have for you, but let's just get back to the story as it is with the update here. So talk about the Supreme Court ruling that has you in studio with us today.
So here's the genesis of this. She moved to LA County in California. That's all I know. I'm not allowed to know where my children are, where they go to school or anything. And Senate Bill 107 was going to take effect on the 1st of January. So I was seeking relief from the Supreme Court to get my children back to Texas before that law went into effect. It's a transgender sanctuary bill, and what it says is that California will not cooperate with any state that doesn't provide affirming, what they call gender-affirming health care.
Which is the opposite of what it's called.
Yes, exactly. It's actually mutilating children.
Yeah.
So what it means is California will not obey subpoenas from Texas courts. They will not extradite if a court calls for someone's arrest. They will not obey restraining orders or temporary orders or court orders, which would prevent, gender-affirming health care. It also sets up gender-affirming health care, I'm using California's terms, as what's called a confidential health care. They have a status there of confidential health care. So one of the weird things about California, it's also an abortion sanctuary state. If you're 12 years old, you can consent to an abortion in California without your parents even knowing about it because it's considered a confidential health care and has a special status as a medical procedure.
Jeez, yeah, it won't be long until you'll be 12 years old will be the age of consent in California.
That's right. Well, we know what San Francisco is trying to do there.
Yeah.
The bills they've introduced. So, you know, now the same thing with these procedures. Children will be able to consent without their parents' consent. Further, judges in California can do things that Texas judges can't do. A California judge can order a child transitioned with neither parent consenting if they consider it in the best interest of the child. So there are a whole host of problems that happen. Now, she is under an injunction. She's not allowed. She's under court order. She cannot chemically castrate my son or do any surgical procedures to him. Okay? But how am I supposed to enforce that injunction after the passage of Senate Bill 107 in California?
Especially if they run the clock out on you and you're not allowed to speak to your son for a year.
That's right. That's another thing. The temporary orders that were passed by Bloody Mary Brown in the 301st Judicial District Court in Texas, Bloody Mary Brown carefully crafted these temporary orders to prevent me from satisfying California's contact rules to maintain your parental rights. So if I follow Bloody Mary Brown's rulings and orders, I will inevitably lose my parental rights in California, and I'll have an involuntary termination of those rights. So this was carefully set up by the court to take my parental rights in California. And it's also carefully set up by the court to allow my ex-wife, Miss Georgilis, to transition my son with no recourse.
This is like a jigsaw trap from the movie Saw.
Yes.
It's like, okay, if you want to be free, you're going to have to walk through a bed of nails or, you know,
right,
a bunch of cutting wire or something.
That's right. So I went to the Supreme Court of Texas because it was an emergency. I didn't even go to the appeals court because I didn't have time. I went to the Supreme Court and said, they're sending my son to a transgender sanctuary state. She has tried to transition my son in the past, That makes her a risk of doing this in California, where I have no recourse to enforce this. But the Supreme Court strongly disagreed with me and said, nope, we read California's law, and despite what the California Legislative Council says, you can still enforce this injunction. And what they mean by that is quite sophistical. This is the kind of thing a sophist would say. Sure, we can enforce it in Texas. We can, for example, call for the return of the children. We can, for example, hold Miss Georgulis in contempt and jail her if she doesn't follow these orders. The problem is California won't send her back.
Yeah, they're in sanctuary now.
And they won't send my children back. So the Supreme Court really engaged in some tremendous sophistry here to pretend that I can enforce this injunction and under California law, which I cannot now since January 1st has passed.
Yeah, it sounds like they just want to wipe their hands of the issue.
Well, here's the thing. I became a political problem for important people in the political establishment here, right? We have in the Republican Party, there's a civil war between the donor class and the voters. The voters are conservative voters, traditional conservative voters, and want traditional values in the platform. The donors are Northeastern liberals, and they don't want those traditional values in the platform. And what happens is the establishment tries to please both. So I'm a thorn in their side. Because until they get rid of me in this state, the political issue of child transitions is never going to go away. But now Governor Abbott, you know, the homosexual activist Dade Phelan, who's the Speaker of the House in Texas, these people can now say, hey, that's a California issue. It's over in California. It's not our issue anymore. And the Supreme Court plays duplicity with that because the Supreme Court is saying, well, it's still a Texas court issue. And you can still enforce it, even though you can never get your kids back over here, and they can still transition them.
And, then, you know, because I've noticed this, too, at the local level, not to get off topic, but the Texas GOP needs to have a split with the GOP at the national level because
agreed.
There's a complete conflict of interest there. Because what I've noticed is at the local level, you have a lot of these guys that are, you know, local leaders of the Republican Party that they're not really interested in being a leader per se. They're interested in having a nice cushy job and having a ladder that they can climb to hopefully get to a nice government position or even be a representative, maybe something like that. And so that's what I've noticed. So they're not going to press back against the Republican establishment. They're not going to press back against the national GOP because they want to be, you know, they want to coddle to them. They want to beg for some scraps and keep most of these jobs are just worthless. They work like 3 days a week, maybe do a TV
100%,
interview.
100%. But they represent a lot of power. Remember, these are people, you know, we complain about Nietzsche and kind of his approach, but Nietzsche had this really awesome way of looking at things. He said, let's don't look at what the good someone's pursuing. Let's ask what kind of person would want that good. What kind of person would want to be in control and in power over other people? And you can get a sense of their personalities. So the game they want to play is they want all that donor money,
yep,
right, to give them power and let them move up. But they want to please the conservative base. So here's the typical thing that happens in Texas that Republican voters just fall for every single time, every election cycle. They're going to propose, for example, this coming session, all kinds of conservative bills. And those conservatives' bills magically will never have time to get to the floor.
And they'll pound their chest about how great the bill is.
Oh, absolutely. And it just never comes to the floor to get about. Just didn't have time. But they can make Dr. Pepper the drink of Texas, and they can do all this other stuff and name bridges, but they can't get these conservative bills to a vote. So what's really happening is they're killing their own bills behind the scenes in committee. Like, they kill their own bills.
Every person I talk to that gets...
Yeah.
Interested or invested at the local level tells me that exact same thing. They didn't even let me get to that level. They basically banned me from all their events, kicked me out of all their events. They didn't even want me sniffing around that.
Yeah.
I already smelled it, believe me. So we're going to be right back here with Jeff Younger. I do have some other questions as far as the situation is concerned. But you have to understand, this is a precedent-setting case, folks. That's why this is so key.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalists. And I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is, we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation. Big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com. And that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, get great products, and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, a couple other big issues here with Jeff Younger in studio. And I want to start with the one issue here, which is, as I wrote down in my notes here, where are the reinforcements? And you were explaining this to me in the break, how the liberal left activists know, because Republicans put, let's say, Republicans will put a line in the sand and they won't cross it.
Right.
Liberals won't do that. They may put a line in the sand, but they'll cross it. It means nothing.
Yeah.
So, but the Republicans and conservatives, they'll put a line in the sand. They won't cross it. And so you were explaining to me how they have that line in regards to family courts and how the liberals have taken advantage of that.
Yeah. None of the conservative legal foundations will enter family court.
And the left has known this for a long time. If you recall, how did we get gay marriage? They got a family court in California, another family court in a different federal district, and got them to disagree, and then took it up to the Supreme Court. They went into family court to make that law happen. Okay, they know that our guys are not in family court. You know, when I filed this petition for mandamus with the Supreme Court, I had to do it as a pro se litigant. I had to write my own appellate brief to the Supreme Court of Texas. Think about that for a second. Just a father trying to protect his kid, and this is what it takes. I could not get a return call from any conservative appellate lawyer in this state. They will not touch this case. So we have a real issue with our lawyers and our billionaires are just not stepping up to the plate.
Meanwhile, the liberals, they know this. So it's like a goblin fest.
Yeah.
It's like if the goblins know, let's say there's a goblin smasher, okay?
Yes.
Well, the goblins know the goblin smasher's not coming here. So guess where they all hang out?
That's right. And it has attracted some of the worst of the left into family court. And so, you know, they see the ability to set precedent. For example, this Supreme Court decision on my case means that any Texas court now can authorize a child to be moved into a transgender sanctuary state.
And so this is the key. So let's get into why, because here it is. This is not, look, the left is anti-family. I don't have to sit here and convince you of that. The leftist activists, they don't care about your son. They don't care about your wife. They couldn't care less. What they care about is the result of this case being the precedent-setting case.
That's right. I think early on, they keyed into this case because of one specific fact. My son only presents as a girl with his mother. With me and everybody else, he's always presented as a boy. And I think the calculus that they went through was if we can get this boy, we can get any child we want. And they wanted that to be locked into the law. And they're using this case to make that happen. So now they've got it locked into the law that, you know, if you violate gag orders and talk about, you know, your son being transitioned, you can lose all your parental rights. If you run for political office and you don't follow the restrictions that a judge puts on your political speech, which they did. They tried to stop me from running for office by putting on a gag order, which restricted me from talking about political topics around transgenderism. I didn't follow any of those orders, and they restricted my parental rights. Now they've reached the point where now, okay, Texas, you've got this attorney general opinion which says this is child abuse. You may pass a law making these procedures child abuse.
That's Ken Paxton.
Yeah. But now any court in Texas can, you know, export a child to a transgender sanctuary state.
And again, just to reemphasize that, it was the judge in this case that let your wife take your sons to California.
That's
she
right.
Let that happen.
Judge Mary Brown wrote an affirmative order allowing her to move to California after a year-long campaign of stripping my parental rights to remove all of my ability to follow California's law for contacting your children, setting me up for termination of parental rights. This was set up over 18 months to terminate my parental rights by a judge.
When was the last time you spoke to your sons?
July of last year. And what provoked that was, and this is the reason I got supervised visitation, my son was seeing a court-appointed counselor. Her name is Susan Fletcher. She was an Abbott appointee. She was on the Red Flag Commission, where they were trying to restrict our gun rights based on a psychologist finding. She was a psychologist on that commission appointed by Abbott. You think it's an accident? I got an Abbott appointee as my son's psychologist? I don't think so. So she refused to see my son when he came from my home, because when he comes from my home, he's just a normal boy. She would only see my son when he came from my ex-wife's home, when he came as a girl. So finally, I got possession time in my July summer visitation for a month, and she had to take my son for two visits during that month. And my son flat out told her that he didn't want to wear a dress to school and he wants to be a boy. She threw him out of the office, initiated a CPS investigation against me, produced a report and would not present it with my lawyer present, and then wrote a letter to the court and never told the court that my son wanted to be a boy, but said that I was forcing my son to take recordings in her office. And on that basis, they gave me supervised visitation. So my son asked to be a boy, and I'm the bad guy.
You know, I don't think you would ever and these are my words, but, you know, I don't know if a parent would ever wish his son to be obstinate or rebellious at such a young age. But, man, If I was in your shoes, that might be my last hope, is that my son is going to be an obstinate rebel to these people, because that might be the only hope you have left. I mean, I'm just thinking, if they don't even let him make up his mind, that just shows you it's not about him.
It's never about him. And, listen, I really didn't push my son. I'll tell you what I did with my son. It's very simple. I just showed my son how awesome it is to be a man. So we joined a boxing gym, and my son's learned, doesn't matter if you win your sparring matches, it doesn't matter. If you put in the work, everybody respects you if you put in the work. If you don't put in the work, nobody respects you in a boxing gym, right? You learn humility in a boxing gym. You don't talk smack in a boxing gym. It's a good way to get beat down, right? My son's learned masculine culture is awesome, and they loved it. I took them hunting. I taught them how to be self-sufficient. You know, in my home, I didn't even have rules. I said, look, your job is to be reasonable with people, right? I'm not going to set any rules. Be reasonable with people. Your room doesn't have to be perfectly clean. It should just never rise to my attention, right? And we also had the no mistake rule. If you make a mistake but you fix it, it's not a mistake. No punishment, no consequences whatsoever. So my sons learned very quickly to just take care of themselves and be reasonable with people. And they loved masculine culture and thrived. And I knew that if I had my son 50-50 and exposed him to masculine culture, he'd reject a female identity. And he did that in 1 month. And on the basis of him rejecting a female identity, they took my kids away from me.
Well, and again, that just shows you the agenda here is just targeting your son. And they just want to overwhelm his own natural instincts. They want to overwhelm your instincts as a father. And this is their act of dominance over you. This is what the left does. It's an act of dominance, and it's an act of torture. And it's to just say, doesn't matter what's common sense, doesn't matter what's sanity. We dominate you. We own you. We're controlling you. And I think that's why all these activists are in on this case. So, I mean, again, you haven't spoken to your sons in more than half a year, so I mean, I imagine that there's a lot of questions that you have. I mean, what about them? I mean, are they talking to one another? Do you know that? What about influence from the other twin brother that's not being told he's going to be a girl? What about, do you know about any of that?
I've written over 100 pages of letters to my sons, and I have no idea if they're getting them. In some sense, they're written to their future selves, older selves, looking back on this traumatic incident in their lives. And in some sense, it's written to 10-year-old boys, right? And some of those letters have been actually thrown back at me in court and used as evidence against me in court. One of them, and this is a great example of this, as an answer to your question, one of them, I talk about the problem is that we are being separated by effeminacy in our culture. And that your job right now as boys is to avoid effeminacy at all costs while simultaneously being obedient to your mother. And that you have to recognize that these effeminate forces have a lot of power over you right now. But when you grow up, they won't. And this was presented at court as evidence that somehow I hate women.
Oh, yeah, you're a misogynist.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As somehow that I was training my sons to go against their mom and all this stuff. I also said that the people that have done this to you will ultimately pay. And they took that as a threat.
Well, and that's the, see, now you're getting into the, I think that's what fear, that's what is really they're afraid of as well. Because they know they're the ones committing the crimes. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ultimately, this is what fatherhood is all about. It's fighting for your kids and their future, no matter the cost. And to me, that's you're just fully exemplifying that. There's so much more to talk about here. Final segment with Jeff. I don't know if we want to get into Dade Phelan and people need to know about this guy in Texas. We can continue now with the precedent setting case that this is, because I think that's the big story here to me. It just so happens that it's you. You just happen to be that guy. You were the one in 300 million that is having to deal with this with your twin boys. And so now this is the precedent-setting case. You're trying to warn Americans, here's what's going on. And overall, all things considered, all the juggling act that you have to do here, where do you look at the interest here, the human interest, the American interest? How much is there? How much interest is there for common sense, protect the kids, or do you feel completely overwhelmed by it?
So it's interesting. I find that the people that I talk to, even Democrats, don't believe we should do this to kids. Even pro-trans people don't believe we should do this to kids. This is elites pushing this. And these elites have taken over professional bodies like the American Psychological Association, like the Texas Psychological Association, and have started to push this. an example here. If you bring a child who, for example, is uncomfortable with their gender, a psychologist in Texas cannot help that child identify with their biological sex. They consider that reparative therapy, and that's against their rules. A psychologist can only help your child to become transgender. So the last place you should ever take a child who's got discomfort with their gender or their social roles as a boy or a girl, the last place you should take them is a psychologist, right? But remember, these psychologists are testifying in court. And so they're making law in the court. Because there's two kinds of law. There's statutory law, right? And then there's case law. And case law is as binding as statutory law. So when they make these cases like this Supreme Court case that I had to go through, this is binding law on the courts. This is binding precedent on the courts.
And then anybody, whether it's a judge or a lawyer or any in the jury, now they have this, it's like a safety net where they just say, well, yeah, I don't like what they're doing to kids, but not my fault.
That's right. That's right. We have this precedent from the Supreme Court, which says they can go and have, you know, into places where these harmful procedures are routinely given to children by courts against their parents' wishes, but the Supreme Court says it's okay, and every lawyer in Texas now can use this case.
It's just crazy to watch how this works and then to see people's compliance. And, you know, you sit back and you look at human history. You know, everybody likes to talk about after World War II, obviously with the Nazis, and everybody's saying, how does somebody like that, how does somebody like Hitler get so much control? How does somebody get so much influence? Well, you're watching it. You're witnessing it. Most of the time, it's people that just don't want to get involved. It's people that don't want to become obstacles. They just want to put their hands in the air and at the end of the day say, hey, it's not my fault.
Yeah, it's the whole system is designed to make you very uncomfortable. It's what I call a reverse tyranny. And a reverse tyranny is one where we don't actually put you in a gulag. Instead, we make you very comfortable and very secure. And when we want you to do something, we selectively remove that security to get you to act the way we want. And we can threaten you with removal of material security anytime we want. This is just a mechanism for them to threaten families with removal of their children.
Yep.
And that's what they've done. This particular court in Dallas County with Judge Mary Brown, she's a committed radical leftist. This judge just decided she didn't want my sons raised by a conservative, and she wasn't going to allow it, to the point where she'll let him go to California and be chemically castrated.
And that's what I was saying earlier, where it is cutting off the nose to spite the face. They do this all the time. The liberals these days will cut off their ear, their nose. They'll gouge their eyes out if it spites their face, as long as it spites you too.
Yes.
As long as you're spited.
That's right. You know, there's
sure, I'm blind and I can't hear and I don't have a nose or a mouth anymore, but I made your life living hell, didn't I?
Yeah, there's an old Greek proverb that two guys got into a feud and they had both harmed each other, and the punishment imposed by the wise king was that they both be blinded. Right? They both suffered from this. And the left is perfectly happy with that. If we're both blind, we're equal.
Yep.
And they're perfectly okay with that. It doesn't bother them at all.
And it's just a shame that you're witnessing this play out in the legal process. Here's one of the questions that continues to come into my head, just trying to sort through this and make sense of it, is, you know, what is the motive here? I mean, is it money? Is it access? I think about if I go for the worst motive, I say they want access to kids. I mean, that's what you have perverts that want access to kids. That's like the maybe the worst, darkest potential motive, but I think it's there. And then the most obvious one is money, right? I mean, these trans surgeries are not cheap. The chemicals and the drugs are not cheap. Plus, you've got a customer for the rest of their life, so they're going to be giving you money. So there's the obvious motive of money, and then there's maybe the less obvious, more sordid motive of they want access to these kids.
Yeah, the Lupron, which is the puberty blocker, is the most expensive drug in the world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's made in one place in Israel. It's made there, and it's the most expensive drug in the world. The other thing is, once a child goes on these puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, they have the average lifetime income stream is $4 million to these clinics. So if you've got 3,000 kids, you can imagine how much money is at stake there. You're talking billions of dollars in this country alone. But I think there's an ideological reason. You know, I think the reason Obama made the transgender procedures and made insurance companies pay for it, right, which encouraged hospitals to open up the clinics, which created a market for it.
And now you see that market.
You see, it's huge. It's huge now. But this is the thing. They monetize it to make the market grow. That's why they do it. But I think there's an ideological reason here. Fundamentally, they know that the middle class in Europe and America have to be broken. they can't get their reverse tyranny. As Klaus Schwab said, you will own nothing and be happy, right? They can't get that reverse tyranny with the middle class because these middle classes still believe in things like free speech. They still believe that they should be able to raise their children the way they want.
And as long as you have a large middle class, it can't be dominated.
It cannot be dominated, and because it represents the majority of voters as well, right? So there's an attempt to undermine the traditional family, to undermine the political power of the middle class, to create a reverse tyranny. And I believe that is the basic agenda of the globalists towards the family. Transgenderism is one that's particularly potent because if you look at the diagnostic criteria to be transgendered, for a child to be transgendered, it just means that they do some girly stuff. If you read they just do some girly stuff, and you can be transgendered. And it allows a subjective psychologist to take away parental rights almost at will.
Which is, of course, absurd. I think about your twin boys now. You said they're 9 years old, right?
They're 10 now.
10 now. And so I think about it. I remember, and I hated this as a kid, but it happened a couple of times. I was probably like 4 or 5 years old, and I had some older cousins or female cousins, sure. And they like to play with Barbie dolls, sure. And do dress up. And you know what? They may grab little 3-year old Owen and say, "Hey, you're going to be part of our wedding ceremony, and you're going to wear this tiara or something." And I'm going there, I don't want to do that. So they're older cousins. It's funny to them, whatever. Yeah. Oh, so mom comes down and sees the cousins using me for their princess, movie theater wedding thing.
You'd be transitioned.
Oh, I'm trans now. Like, that's just, that's completely absurd. But okay, getting beyond that, they're of the age now too, where, I'd say probably, definitely by the time you're 10, maybe by the time you're about 6. I remember by the time I was in and through kindergarten, it was like, I knew what I liked. Right. I knew what I liked. I started playing sports. I started riding bikes, street hockey. I was reading Sports Illustrated. Like, you know that. You kind of figure out what you're into, what you like.
Sure.
Especially by the time you're 10 years old. So, what do you think is going on right now as your boys are discovering their identities, but yet also maybe feeling pressure not to be that?
I think my ex-wife is using her medical and psychological knowledge to carefully condition my son's experiences to push them towards certain leftist ideas and leftist identities. James in particular. James has outright told counselors, they've said, "Well, why do you dress as a girl at your mom's house but not your dad's?" And he said, "Mommy doesn't love me if I'm not a girl." So there's a deep-seated, operant conditioning that has happened with James. So I'm hoping that the few years that I was able to expose him to masculine culture and to see why it's so great to be a man, I'm hoping that that will overcome it even in my absence.
Or maybe also, your other twin boy just being into that as well. I actually had a couple friends that were twin brothers. One was triplet brothers, and I'd hang out with them. We all did the same thing. We were all into the same things.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Jude, I named him after the brothers of Jesus, James and Jude. Jude has a particular issue with the moral question because he knows his brother's not a girl. And he came to me asking me, "Well, when am I supposed to lie about it and when am I supposed to tell the truth about it?"
Mm.
And for him, it's become a moral quandary that I don't think his mother is going to do a good job helping him solve.
Well, like I said, my words, not yours, but I would probably be hoping that my two boys turn out to be very obstinate.
I hope so, too.
And maybe that can be the best chance you have for them to come out of this all right. Jeff Younger, thank you so much.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.